Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of The Co-op Show. I'm weird. I'm doing the weird voice. I'm one of your hosts, Britt.
I'm Jason, and this episode is off to an off-the-rails beginning.
Of course it is. And today we're talking about our time drinking grog and launching ourselves out of cannons and sinking in Sea of Thieves.
So what is grog?
I'm assuming it's an alcoholic beverage that probably doesn't taste very good.
Because I feel like it's what all the orcs drink in like every fantasy game ever.
So what is grog? We warned you, friends, that this was going to be an off the rails episode. So grog is any variety of alcoholic beverages. Oh, it's a slang for alcohol.
Oh.
The word originally referred to rum diluted with water. Okay, well, it's an alcoholic drink, especially beer, crushed unglazed pottery. Oh, that's not quite. You know what I was thinking of? I was thinking of mead.
Mead.
Mead, because
that's like old English.
We got mead in London.
Yeah, we did drink
mead. It was London, right?
Yeah.
Or it was somewhere.
And then remember we LARPed and we poked a castle wall with like sticks.
Yeah,
and we assaulted the castle. I mean, we did.
We literally did. And so we bought mead at the little gift shop that was at that castle, and we toasted mead. Wasn't very good. No one liked it. That was with us.
No.
Yeah.
But anyway. When one assaults a castle, one must toast to mead that
night. Right, while waving sticks at it.
Yes.
Anyway, hi, hello, friends. If you are listening to this episode and you've listened to our other episodes, it has been a hot minute. We are busy raising and keeping a human alive.
Yeah, we're still playing that game. What was that, episode like 22 or something?
The game of parenting.
Yeah.
Something like that. But we have the baby monitor on. The little dude is sleeping. So we have a few minutes, a few rare minutes of peace.
Yes, let's do it.
Talk about Sea of Thieves. So speaking of few rare minutes, we haven't had a lot of time to play a lot of games. I feel like the games that we do play right now, we have to be very selective.
Yeah, and anything that you can't beat quickly and easily is gonna take us weeks at this point, because we're struggling to find a couple of hours like per week. I feel like lately, just to find time to play games. And right. So not to mention lately, over the past couple of days, you've been playing various single player games and that I'm not sure if you're allowed to talk about. And I've been playing Pokemon Unite, which I'm obsessed with. So
yeah. Speaking of games that aren't ideal when you have a baby, Pokemon Unite has button. Anyway, we digress. So we decided to hop into Sea of Thieves because the Pirate's Life DLC came out. Obviously, this is a collaboration between Disney and Rare. I should probably talk about Sea of Thieves basic info real quick. So this game originally released on March 20th, 2018. This is not a review copy. We have obtained it via Game Pass, but we were gifted some premium currency from our friends at Xbox. I don't even know what the hell you call this game, an action-adventure, open-world, seafaring shenaniganry, developed by Rare, published by Microsoft Studios.
Call it a pirate LARP.
There we go, pirate LARP. For PC and Xbox, it supports online co-op. Number of players, I read, is 2 to 20, depending on how many people are in the world with you. A single server can have up to 5 crews of 1 to 4 pirates. It is available on Game Pass, or you can buy it for $39.99. But why do that when you can get Game Pass?
Just get Game Pass. Yeah, it's so worth it.
So great.
Plus, isn't Halo Infinite coming out on
Game
Pass later?
All first-party games, day and date. Yeah, now includes Bethesda games.
Such a great value. Woo-hoo! I just love browsing the Game Pass library, but I digress.
Anyway, yeah, so the plot overview real quick, directly from Xbox. Sea of Thieves offers the essential pirate experience packed to the seams with sailing and exploring, fighting and plundering, riddle solving and treasure hunting. I try to get my pirate accent in there.
Yarr.
Everything you need to live the pirate life you've always dreamed about. With no set roles, you have complete freedom to approach the world and other players however you choose. So this is such a unique game because, I mean, you literally just hop on your ship and you just sail around the world. There's all these, and the world is just a big, vast, beautiful, beautiful Caribbean sea. I don't even know if it's Caribbean. I'm assuming it's Caribbean.
I think it is, considering, well, I mean, Pirates of the Caribbean is what this particular DLC is based on. So I think it's, who knows?
Maybe.
It looks like Caribbean.
Yeah, that's true. It's beautiful blue, that beautiful blue water
and all the
islands and all the rum. And oh my God, I want to go back so bad. Anywho, you're kind of just free to do whatever you want. And so I remember when this game first came out, I thought that it would be a perfect fit for you and I because it was just so fun to play it at, oh, was it PAX or E3 when it was Alexa, Steimer, Andre, and I, we got to sit down with the devs at Rare, and they kind of handheld us through a little like session of the game. And I remember Alexa shooting me out of cannonball or out of the cannon. And we just had so much fun. And I immediately remember thinking, oh my God, Jason and I would have so much fun with this game. So you and I did play it around the time it first released. But the problem was the griefing was just, I don't know if we were just having a bad streak of luck or what. Because the thing, friends, is that there can be a lot of other players in the same world as you. And if you spend all this time going to islands and gathering treasure, which we'll talk about in a second, and you go to turn the treasure into an outpost, which is the only way you get credit for said treasure, even if you spend hours doing it, if another team or ship comes along and sinks you, they can steal all your stuff and all that progress is for essentially nothing. And I was so mad because that's exactly what happened to us. We were out exploring an island. Some other ship came, sank our ship. We lost everything, and I rage quit.
Wait, was this you and me?
This was you and me, yeah, in the very beginning.
Because I don't even remember that. Oh, but that was back in 2018, right?
Yeah, It was a few years ago.
I do remember you coming home or whatever after PAX, whatever it was, and saying, dude, there's this game that you and I would love, and it's called Sea of Thieves. And I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
I remember always kind of having my eye on this game. I don't specifically remember you rage quitting, but I do remember us playing it briefly back in 2018.
It was very brief.
And we had a lot of fun with it. It's so silly. You can do funny things that make each other laugh. Like you can play little instruments, but I won't get too in-depth. But I'm so glad that we came back to it because what would you say? I'd say we've played 16 to 20-ish hours over the past month. What do you think?
I can't believe it. The whole month.
I know,
games.
But that's like, feels like a lot.
I think that sounds about right, and I'm happy we did come back to it, too. I've always said, and I've campaigned on Twitter, that I would love to have a PvE mode. Now, granted, there are private servers, but you can't progress. Your reputation can't progress. And
you need reputation to progress in order to actually get
more voyages,
content.
More tall tales, exactly. Yeah. They're kind of halfway there, kind of not, and Rare has made it seem like they're not very interested in ever doing PvE. I mean, maybe I've read some interviews that are old, but anyway, yeah, point being is like this game came out in 2018, we got griefed, I rage quit, the game content-wise was pretty bare bones back in those days, but since then they've obviously added so much more content, and now they have this kick-ass collaboration with Disney and Pirates.
Oh my God.
And when I heard that the collaboration was PvE, I mean, you couldn't get griefed, I was like, well, this sounds like the perfect time to hop back in.
And it was. I'm having so much fun with this game.
Yeah.
This game is unlike any that we have ever played before, and I feel like we've said that about a couple games in this podcast before, but this is another just so unique game. It really nails that sense of, you know, a pirate's life.
Mm-hmm.
You do feel like a pirate out there. The ambient sounds, the lighting on the water, the waves, the weather, the day-night cycle.
That's some of the best sound design. Oh, I'm a sucker for like creaking chairs and creaking wood and creaking ships. And so nice. And when you're out there, you got the water going, you got the birds chirping.
Oh, man.
Or whatever seagulls do, they don't chirp. What do seagulls do?
Good job.
Thanks.
But
hire me.
I think the point that we're trying to get to is that you rage quit 3 years ago because of PvP griefing. But in the 20 hours or so that we've played this game over the past month, we have only been griefed, I think, one actual time. And other than that, we've seen probably six or seven other crews of pirates over the course of that 20-ish hours. And I would say with five out of the seven crews, it all just ended up with us dancing around, drinking our grog, playing our instruments, and just generally being jolly.
Yeah.
Like,
and so
maybe two crews were not.
Yeah. Cool. So I definitely want to talk about this aspect because this was one of the reasons I stopped playing back in the day. And I know a lot of people are still struggling with this. And I'm not sure if you and I have just gotten very lucky. I don't know if it's because we're abiding by the pirate code, air quotes here, and I'm like putting our cannons like up to the sky and keeping our lights on, which apparently is a signal for like, hey, we just want a PvE. Obviously, some people don't care. But yeah, you're right. Like, it has not been that bad. And every time that we've sailed to an outpost and saw another ship, we willingly was like, well, we were like, yeah, like we know there's another ship here. There's a chance we could get griefed and get killed, mm-hmm. but we don't care. We're willing to risk it for the fun. The one time we did get griefed was when Jace decided he wanted to eat during a random like sale. It's so like, I like start feeding the kid.
You're AFK.
I am AFK. Like literally just feeding this little kid, he's my son. And this random ass chip comes by and just like blasts us into oblivion.
I'm like hollering. I'm like, babe, I need you.
And I'm like sitting there like hands full and I just see the sink slowly shit. Like sink. Jason's like grabbing his bucket, which is what you have to do when your sink stops. When your ship starts sinking, you have to grab a bucket and like bucket the water out. You have to grab planks of wood and like
patch the holes.
And you were trying to do all that by yourself. Meanwhile, this one ship was just like ruthless. And that was pretty fucking
funny. But we didn't even have any loot that we lost, so it didn't matter. So it was
we
funny.
We lost like one small thing and it wasn't a big deal. But there have been some other funny times too. And again, like this is us seeing the crews at the outpost before we dock.
We could have turned around and gone somewhere else. We chose, like you said, to just
let's go
see what happens.
So we had a, but now granted, if you're playing by yourself and you don't see a ship or they dock after you get there, you're fucked. But one of my favorite stories when we were playing is we're like slowly like coming into this outpost and I just see this huge, ginormous black ship, tattered black sails, like red crossbones and shit. I tell Jason, I'm like, that ship is PvP. You're like, nah.
I'm like, nah, they just want it to look cool, maybe, because it's all cosmetics. There's no pay to win aspect of the game. Everything is cosmetics. So they had this thing cosmetic'd out to be all badass. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I mean, all I really remember at this point was we were just turning some stuff in, and their crew was nowhere to be found on the outpost. So we thought maybe they were like doing something, who knows what. And then I think we come back. No. Is this a ship where we came back and our ship was on fire?
Yeah, we come back to the ship and there's three guys and they're standing on the dock. Our ship is on fire and sinking and they're literally standing there playing like drums and a fucking like, accordion and some other shit. And they're just dancing and drinking, watching our ship burn. And what did we do? We started drinking and dancing and watching our ship burn with
and
them.
And they were like, what the, and I think you had local area chat on or something. Cause they were like, what the fucking us?
Oh yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. I had local area chat on somehow, some way. This is actually because we were playing, remote, but that's a different story. And so the guy, he was local chatting me like, hey man, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
And like he had some accent and I didn't know if he could hear me or not. So I was just talking to you like, well, babe, they're talking to me. Don't know if they can hear me right now, but yeah, they're talking to me.
Oh, it was so funny. I mean, so there's just some like silly antics that you can get into. So I guess like the moral of the story is if you're afraid of PvP like I was, and that's mainly, I mean, it is the reason why I avoided this game for the past 3 years. I would say, I don't know if we've just had a stroke of luck, but I mean, I've heard horror stories from people similarly, you know, recently where they said that they've been griefed all to hell, but it has not been that bad. And I mean, like every time, most of the times we were sank, we knew it was a possibility.
Yeah, and even with this DLC, the reason why we hopped back into the game was to play through the Pirate's Life DLC. This is probably like 8 to 10 hours, I would say, of content, I think, is how long
I can't even tell what time is anymore.
Maybe. I know. But what I'm trying to say is that in order to get to trigger that content, you do have to sail across like open water. But generally, it's not for more than, I would say, 5 or 10 minutes. And the likelihood of encountering a PvP ship on your way is really, really low.
It happened to us though.
But only like once.
Yeah.
But then once you make it to the quest start point, which is like a portal to enter the quest, it was just you and me.
Yeah.
And we were able to play through the campaign completely free of any other players. And so we were able to experience Sea of Thieves as a PvE game.
Right.
And it felt to me a little bit like Outward. In the sense that, remember on the Outward episode, I said, it feels like an MMORPG where you and I are the only players and everybody else is an NPC. I got that same kind of feeling with Sea of Thieves while we were in these instances.
These tales. So you keep saying the word instance. Now, we haven't looked into this, but I have, again, read stories from people who say that if other players are there, you do have to share that environment with them. And there can be some frustrations if the other players are solving puzzles in front of you, and then you have to wait for the puzzle to reset, or it kind of saps the joy out of it because you don't get to do the puzzle. So again, you and I think just got really lucky, or maybe it was just, maybe that's the common experience, but I do want to like preface it with that.
So it can maybe happen, but we never experienced
In
the whole 10-hour campaign, we never once experienced anybody intruding on our instance, or if it is an instance.
Yeah. So the Pirate's Life DLC, essentially it is made up of, I think it's 5 tall tales, and each tall tale is, you know, it can be a couple hours long. I feel like at least it's hard to tell these days what time is anymore. But it's really fun. You know, it has you going to these obviously like custom built areas that were built for the DLC. And if you are fans of the Pirates of the Caribbean movie or the ride, I think there's a lot of fun reasons for you to, you know, to enjoy this DLC. But even if you're not, I think it's still a really fun way to experience a fun little co-op, I'm air quoting, game with somebody, because it is on Game Pass and it doesn't cost a damn thing. And you're following the story of Jack Sparrow. And did I say that right?
Captain Jack Sparrow.
And some antics that he's got himself into. You know, there's these fun high action moments of cannon fire and ship battles. I would say the combat in this game is very weak.
Lackluster.
The combat in the ship is fun the first few times, but they, for some reason, drag on. They make these battles last like twice as long as they probably should.
Yeah.
Because it's the same mechanic. Grab more cannonballs, load it up, shoot it. Grab more cannonballs, load it up, shoot it. You know, and it just lasts a little while. But I mean, the combat's definitely like,
probably the weak
the
point
weakest
of the game.
Part of this game. I think the exciting combat probably comes from the instances where you run into players out in the sea.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I mean, it was a really fun time. There's puzzles to solve. The voice acting is great. The animation is really fun. I mean, it's just a really fun little like upbeat adventure.
I love the environments too. Mm-hmm. So like one of the things is you start out by swimming. You dive down literally probably like 500 feet underwater, like under the deep blue ocean. And you come to this like epic shipwreck, and it's like huge, and you're down there swimming around, you're using little air bubbles to make sure that you don't run out of air, and then you're swimming through caverns and underwater like environments that are full of color, and there's fish and there's animals,
there's fish in the ocean,
and there's enemies, and I was just like, I felt almost like, oh, I'm like scuba diving in an old ancient wreck or something. The ambient sounds, I keep coming back to this, were so good. Where this game really, really shines, I think, is in its the way that it allows, at least for me, to escape, because the sounds, the visuals, the environments are so engaging and interesting, and like just I want more. Mm-hmm. So I loved going through these environments. I loved seeing the waterfalls and the puzzles and the water and the fish and the effects. The battles were lackluster, but they were generally fine, I would say.
Yeah, like the music was really good.
The music was good.
Again, like the enemies are fun. I mean, the generic enemies are like decent, but like the bosses and the mini bosses were always fun, always well scripted.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it was a really fun experience to go through.
Yeah, it felt to me like a full-blown standalone co-op game. And what's great about it is that playing through the Pirate's Life Tall Tale series is really just scratching the surface of the content of Sea of Thieves. Mm-hmm. Like, so you can play that, and if you love it, that in itself is counts to me as like a full-blown co-op experience. And then there's so much more on top of that that you can get into after that.
Agreed. Yeah, and you and I are very new to Sea of Thieves. Yeah. So obviously, like, we're not the ones qualified to talk in depth about it. But yeah, like, you know, some of the things that you and I dipped our toes in outside of the Pirate's Life DLC was the Tall Tales and the Voyages, you know? Yeah. And the Tall Tales are essentially like your cinematic hours-long missions that are scripted, have you just solving puzzles, doing all sorts of fun stuff, kind of like we did in Pirate's Life.
Yeah.
And then you have your Voyages, which are kind of like errands, I think, you run for the different groups, the different, I don't know the word.
Factions.
Factions, thank you, yeah. Whether it's delivering treasure or delivering goods or finding treasure or capturing a certain kind of animal, or maybe like hidden treasure island quests where you have to go find the right island. And there's just a lot to do. And it is a really great game for immersion and losing yourself, because it is, besides the PvP, which again didn't really affect us, it's a very peaceful game.
Yeah, it's got this weird mix of peacefulness, but also tension.
But also hilarity.
and hilarity. Yeah. Like, let's talk about it. So the peacefulness is while you're sailing from point A to point B. It is just like the waves, the wind, the sounds of the birds.
There's always something to look at and do if something you want cool. to. Yeah.
That's the peacefulness. The tension, and then also when you're exploring little Caribbean, like, you know, sandy tropical islands, it's just really, really interesting.
Yeah.
The tension comes in when you see a ship out on the horizon. And you know that's another player crew, mm-hmm. but are they PvP? Like, are
especially
they hostile?
Especially when their lights are off.
Or are they going to keep sailing?
Or then you have a freaking partner like I do who shoots his guns at him because he's filling his oats.
So you've got this tension. Like, you never know if that ship out there is going to head towards you or if they're just going to mind their own business and do whatever they're doing.
Right.
And then what was the other element?
I don't know. I was hoping you remember. So hilarity.
Hilarity. Okay. So there's all sorts of fun little emotes. You can dance. You can play silly little songs and shanties. when you drink your grog, you can actually hold it up by pressing like left LT or something, and your character will hold it out to cheers, and then they get like the goofiest big grin, like
shit eating
grin.
You know, you say that, but you see it looks like me when I do that. Well, jackass.
Well, maybe a little.
No, it really does. Like, you just kind of like be a dork.
Be yourself. Be a dork. Make your co-op partner laugh.
God.
Just enjoy the scenery and during the 5 minutes, you know, sail to the next island that you're going to. I mean, it's just enjoyable
and
in
so
every way.
Much, like we, like you said, haven't even scratched the surface because we haven't played it enough. And honestly, like, as much as I want to get back to it, you know, there's some other games that we really want to try to play. But you know, you look up in the sky and you see certain like symbols up there. And I know that means if you go underneath that cloud symbol that there's probably treasure or there's different, I guess there's a kraken that can come out and get you if you want. Just if everywhere you look, there's like something interesting that's drawing you towards it. You want to go check out, like, what's that big red cloud out there? That's a storm coming that way. You know, why are those birds circling like way over there?
Oh, there's a shipwreck over there. Let's go explore that.
You know, let's find
this. There's loot in the shipwreck.
And then you have the risk reward of like, do we try to take all this back to an outpost?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just, I'm really happy we went back to it. And I've said time and time again that I wasn't going to go back to this until they introduced PvE. And in a way, I waited until they introduced PvE because of the Pirate's Life.
I'd say it counts. A Pirate's Life is like a 10-hour PvE campaign. I give it a thumbs up.
absolutely. And again, if you have Game Pass, it's a no-brainer. If you don't have Game Pass and you don't want to spend $40 on it, sign up for a month of Game Pass. It's $1 for the first month and then $10 a month after that. I mean, you just can't fucking beat. It's such a screaming deal.
Yeah, you can't go wrong.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, I mean, again, like, if you were hesitant like I was, I would absolutely recommend hopping in. You know, hopefully you won't get grief too bad. But you know what? As long as you go into the proper expectations of this is silly game, you know, I think that's what it comes down to. I completely rethought about what I wanted out of this game, if that makes any sense. Words are hard. Mm-hmm. But I have the attitude of, you know what, if the ship gets sank, oh, well.
Same. And it's kind of fun when it does. I mean,
it's silly because it's not that silly. Punishing. Like, you know, granted, you do lose all your treasure on board, but like,
we never really had much treasure anyway.
Maybe it's because we suck. Maybe that's why we feel like it's not a lot of
our ship was usually empty because we're just like, you and I are more just about like exploring, like, oh, what's this cave lead to? And then there's like some Indiana Jones shit with spikes coming down out of the halls and it's a one hit kill. And
and then I rage quit that.
Do you remember that one time? This is a random story, but remember how we came up to this outpost and there was this big ship. So we didn't mention, but you can sail on different size ships. You and I always sail on the short, on the like shortest, smallest ship because it's better for a crew of two. But we found this like 4 or 6 person ship.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to go steal their ship, which you can totally do. So I boarded it, but I didn't really know how to work it because I'd never seen a ship that big. So I'm looking for the anchor because you got to
you didn't know how to
got to like lift the anchor, put down the sails. It's a whole process to sail your ship. You get used to it. But in the beginning, it's like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
So I run over to their ship because they weren't on it. They were probably in town selling shit. And I'm like trying to figure out how to undock their ship. And I finally figured it out. And then the guy sees me. He runs up on the dock and he uses his chat and he goes, "Oi." and I look at him and I'm just like, uh-oh. and so I ran to my ship and I brought my dog.
Oh, yeah. You were going to offer your dog.
And I offered him my dog. And then him and all of his crewmates came over and like they were like checking me out, like eyeing me up. Like, do we need to kill this guy?
And they were all in matching outfits. So, you know, they're like legit.
And they were like, you could tell they were like, like trying to size me up. Like, do we need to kill this dude? And then you ran over and started like playing an instrument.
Yeah.
And then all like six or seven of us, however many it was, started playing our instruments in a circle. And then the dogs started dancing when you play instruments. And so our animals are dancing in this little peace circle ring because I had been trying to steal their ship, but I didn't know how. And so I couldn't do it fast enough.
You know what I love about that is that guy could have easily have killed you. But again, he was just like, oi.
Oi.
He was like, whatever. Oh, speaking of...
The game is silly is my point. It's like, so silly. It doesn't have to be griefing and aggravating.
Yeah.
It can be silly like that.
Even when it's kind of, you know, even when like bad shit happens to your ship, it's still fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it really is.
I do want to mention though about the character creation. I should have mentioned that at the top. You can't create your own character. You can only get like a random ass character. So at the beginning you have like five or six character slots, and then every time you reroll, it rerolls every single character. So I rerolled for probably like 10 minutes until I finally got this weird, ugly blonde lady who has like a waist that's like a size 12 waist and like a size like 50 chest. I don't know how it happened.
I don't know how you rolled her.
But I'm actually turning her into Majima from Yakuza. I have the eye patch. I have like the silver lined boots. I have like the yellow top and like the gloves. It's really fun. Anyway, it's just silly.
Yeah,
it's a good time. I miss playing it. And hopefully, we get back to it soon. But anyway, friends, I think that'll do it for this episode of the Co-op Show. Unless you have anything else you want to say,
play this game. Don't hesitate. We hesitated for 3 years. I'm happy we came back to it, but this game is.
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
It's a game as a service. So there's like, I don't know what they call it. Like battle passes you can get, you know, objectives. Like it's a fun one. They're always adding content. So I'm really happy for Rare for really nailing it and hitting it out of the park. And Sea of Thieves has just become wildly successful. And I'm eating crow because I once thought it was just not going to be successful because the content was so bare. But I am happy to
say. Better late than never.
Yeah, I'm happy to say I was wrong and it's thriving. So if you like this episode of the Co-op Show, ladies and gentlemen, I would love to be able to tell you that we're going to have another episode next week. But, you know, that's all going to depend on sleep and the child. But hopefully we'll be back soon. We've been playing Operation Tango and I think that would be a fun show to... A fun game to talk about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Thanks, babe. If you want to get in touch, you can email us at contact@coopshow.com. You can go to coopshow.com or find me on Twitter @BlondNerd if you want to say hi, hello. And if you feel so inclined, we would love a review on your podcast platform of choice. Oh my God.
Wow.
So weird.
Going with the deep, sexy voice now, huh?
You thought that was sexy.
Well,
I can talk to you like this.
Okay, no.
We'll see you next time.
Later.